Selena Gomez to host celebrity-studded multi-network concert promoting coronavirus vaccine. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 13, 2021. Pop superstar Selena Gomez is teaming up with Global Citizen to host a multi-network concert designed to inspire people to get the coronavirus vaccine. Vaxxed Live, the concert to reunite the world, will be pre-taped at Los Angeles SoFi Stadium, and will air on May 8. The concert will also feature performances by Jennifer Lopez, Foo Fighters, H.E.R., and more, according to a report by Associated Press. With the support of the international concert hosted by Gomez and headlined by Jennifer Lopez, Global Citizen is unveiling its campaign to help medical workers in the world's poorest countries quickly receive the coronavirus vaccine. This is a historic moment to encourage people around the world to take the COVID-19 vaccine when it becomes available to them. Call on world leaders to share vaccine doses equitably and to bring people together for a night of music in a way that hasn't felt possible in the past year, Selena Gomez said. I can't wait to be a part of it. Global Citizen CEO Hugh Evans expressed why he believes Gomez is an ideal host for this event focused on pushing coronavirus vaccines. Selena Gomez is obviously an incredible leader in her own right, Evans said. She has one of the largest social followings on the planet, and she also is a true leader among young people and in the Latinx community. During the concert, Global Citizen will be calling on corporations and philanthropists to raise $22 billion for global vaccinations. There are 27 million healthcare workers globally who don't have access to the vaccine, Evans told Associated Press. I'm 38 years old, and it's not ethical for me to have access to the vaccine before these heroic first responders and community health workers. So we need governments to start urgently donating those doses. Global Citizen typically focuses on fighting severe poverty but became involved with coronavirus vaccines. The organization believes they are a necessity, Evans said. Late last year, Gomez proclaimed that Facebook is going to be responsible for thousands of deaths after allowing lies about COVID and vaccines to spread on its platform. Scientific disinformation has and will cost lives. At Facebook said they don't allow lies about COVID and vaccines to be spread on their platforms, Gomez tweeted. So how come all of this is still happening? Facebook is going to be responsible for thousands of deaths if they don't take action now. On Tuesday morning, the FDA and CDC called for an immediate pause of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine after six Americans have reportedly developed a rare disorder involving blood clots, and one later died after receiving the shot. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler at Alana, and on Instagram.